Believe it or not, I am only human. I do foul up on occasion. Today seems to be one of those occasions. A number of those occasions. Welcome to The Big Mistake for day 17 of Napo Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to day 17 of my Napo Pomo series for 2020. Today I want to talk about the human characteristic of making mistakes. It is both our right and privilege, even though we have absolutely no control over it at times. I've made two mistakes today. Well, probably more, but whatevs. The first mistake was a trivial one, but somewhat frustrating. I had just 3D printed the parts needed to create a wind-up car. It took 8 hours over 2 batches of printing, and as I was assembling it, I noticed that one of the parts was particularly difficult to fit inside another. So, when brute force failed, I looked for a mechanical assistance in the form of a pair of pliers. Well, that didn't work either, so I found a solid object to push down on the part until, click, it dropped into place. A lot of effort, I promise you. But, typically, the part went in askew, so I needed to twist it in order to get it back to where it needed it to be. As gentle coaxing didn't work, I had to resort to mechanical assistance in the form of a pair of pliers, and click, the thing broke. According to Caroline, I said, damn it, and threw the 2 parts on the table. My recollection was somewhat different, but I've got 7 years on her, so it's entirely possible that she's right. Don't ever tell her I said that. My point here is that the reaction was measured and fairly appropriate for the audience. And as of now, I have printed replacement for the 2 parts, and I have fixed the 2 parts together in the way they are supposed to be. So I'm looking forward to attempting to reassemble that later on tonight. My second mistake was slightly less trivial because it involves not only the mistake itself, but also my reaction to it. Long story short, I'd been working for a few days over the course of a few weeks to produce an analysis on how a particular product component was performing against expectation. Yeah, I'm being vague deliberately. That analysis resulted in an outcome that warranted an investigation into how the product was actually doing what it should do. So I did the right thing and set up a workshop meeting to present my findings and set out my recommendations for what happens next. Inevitably, the questions come rolling in, which is great. I love that because you know then that people are engaged. And it led me to perform a double check on one of the elements of my analysis. Yep, I'd made a logical and very reasonable, in my opinion, assumption based on a data element that was used in that analysis. But it turns out it wasn't what I thought it was at all. So days worth of work effectively wasted up to this point, and bringing it up to date, time being wasted for the 40-odd people on that conference who were listening to my findings, which, so far, it sounded amazing. Of course, I then verbalised on the call what I said in my previous sentence about it all being a waste of time and generally ejecting frustration over A, my initial stupidity, and B, the fact that I'd revealed it so publicly, and then barfing out another further frustration that I'd aired my frustration in such a manner. So, regaining some semblance of composure, I ended the call with grace and professionalism, as you would expect. And then once the call was ended, I threw my earbuds onto the table and said something along the lines of, "For trucks break." Caroline was like, "Huh?" So I told her what I'd done, and she was concerned that I was okay, but by that time, I'd felt pretty sheepish about the whole situation. But it isn't about what you've done. It's about what you do about it. Let me tell you a little story about a customer service experience that we had once. We went down to Brighton with some friends, and we visited a particular national chain restaurant. Bottom line, things did not go well. Some food was delivered incorrectly, some was cold, some food was delivered after the others had finished theirs. You know, you get the idea. The server we had was less than accommodating and didn't really seem to care. one of our party who has absolutely no qualms about standing up and speaking in these types of situations decided to make a meal of it. See what I did there? He spoke to the server at length. He then spoke to the manager at length. And he managed to get us a fairly whopping discount off our party's overall bill. So, actually, quite a result. But consider this. Had the server or even the manager said, do you know what? Hands up. We messed it. I'm sorry. Let us make it up to you. Then we probably would have paid the bill in full. Now, I've spoken with the original group about this on many an occasion, and we all share the same opinion. It didn't really matter that the food was bad. It didn't really matter that mistakes had been made. But had somebody come to us with genuine regret for what had happened to our experience, we would have been like, that's fine. Thank you. But they didn't, so we didn't. In my scenario, I went to individuals after I'd calmed down and apologised for the outburst, and they were all being really gracious, like, what outburst? And, you know, don't worry about it. But I still felt bad and highly embarrassed, so I felt the need to clear the air, regardless. But like I say, it's not about what you've done. After all, we are human and we do make mistakes. But it is about what you do to correct it, and that can make all the difference in the world. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't being presented to you in glorious stereo, please do let me know. Also, let me know if you've got any thoughts on what I've spoken about today. Have you found yourself in a really bad customer service experience that at some point could have been resolved? Drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/mistake. If you like what I'm doing here, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast? Or drop me an email and just let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you for listening. You can find previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe. Remember that you're human. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.